Show.
God must be really on my side.
Everything that rocks.
Can't tell that I'm alive. Woo! I've been popping all my life.
Hey. Woo! Hey, good morning. 7:13.
Only halfway through the week, man.
You know? Rock Hunter. Gotta get hype, man. Gotta treat every day like Friday.
Gotta get hype. Hey, real quick. You know, I could... Well, before I say this, the Limu Emu commercial?
Yep.
Do we play those? Are they a sponsor for us?
They might. Well, not like us personally, but I mean, I'm sure they're on here. Why?
Could probably go out and go without those commercials.
Limu Emu and Doug.
I can't. Every stops. I mean, every commercial break, man.
Yeah. Well,
I have to sit through a Limu Emu commercial.
Big money,
are
man.
Are they really that funny? I mean, we're not that funny.
But I like them.
At least I know.
I like the barbecue one where they're at the barbecue with Limu and his wife, and Doug's wife is like, "Honey, can we not talk about insurance stuff this week?" And he's like, "Yeah." He's got his little toothpick. He's like, "What do you
like better, the Progressive or the Limu Emu?"
I like Limu Emu better. I'm kind of sick of Flo. That's kind of now. If Progressive brought back like the caveman or something like that, I'd be on with that. I like that E-Trade.
That was Geico.
Or Geico was the caveman. All right, I like the guy. What Progressive had a pretty good one.
Yeah.
What was the Progressive?
I don't know. I can go without that damn ostrich for a little while, guys. I'm sorry.
Well, it's an emu, not an ostrich.
It is.
You can figure it out. Why did you? Were you attacked by one at like a zoo or something?
No, dude. Every time I turn on the TV, Limu Emu.
Dad, I like it. All right. Well, I'll let him know. I was going to talk to Progressive later.
Switch it up. And let him know. Switch it up once in a while.
Liberty Mutual, whatever it is. Anyway, enough of Hunter's weird anger towards a feathered bird. Let's get to your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Probably pull all their advertising dollars now. Way to go, bud. As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. You know you got to pump it, so just pump it. Well, this is horrifying news. TikTok is elongating the length of the videos that you can now post to 10 minutes, all right?
Wow.
They just raised it from 1 minute to 3 minutes last summer, so now you get even more time to do your dances and your lip syncs and whatever. Oh, my God.
We get to watch you dance in front of your phone for 10 minutes, huh?
What a garbage. Awesome. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it right now. Garbage platform. Garbage platform. TikTok.
Yeah, here's the thing. I don't have it, so I can't talk trash about it because rightfully I've never downloaded it and been through it. So
you know what?
It could be the greatest platform in the world, but it's not doing anything good. It's not doing good for our society.
That's what I should say. Okay, it's not the platform itself. It's the idiots on TikTok. All right, it's the people doing the TikTok challenges and all these cringy things. And I like how they've disguised, it's a challenge. Oh, it's a challenge to do the, what's the one I was watching the other day? Like, it came up, like, the top, of course, Facebook had it, like, because I think they own TikTok, don't they? Do they own TikTok or Vine? Anyway.
I don't know.
It was the, like, the best TikTok compilations from this past month. And there's one where it starts with, like, the lady looking at the camera, and then it flashes real quick to a over-the-shoulder ass shot. Like, it's just an excuse for people to try and be sexy and do, it's ridiculous. I don't understand it.
It's ridiculous
that
you have to put things aside during the day to go make your TikTok. Oh, I didn't make my TikTok today.
And
that shouldn't be a thing.
You know what's even worse, too, is the amount of time it takes to put those together. It's not just like, I'm sure there's some people that just record themselves real quick and then they post it. But like the edited ones, that takes a good chunk of time. People are spending hours a day, a day. Putting together these stupid TikTok videos. And now that they're 10 minutes, it's going to be even worse.
It's become a job, really.
Hunter, we can't even do this show for 10 minutes straight. That makes any kind of sense. That would be worth listening to for 10 minutes. And now you're going to tell me that someone's going to make a TikTok video?
At least it's not video and shoved in your face.
The main thing is that there's nothing for 10 minutes that anyone should be doing that is worth 10 minutes of recording. God, hopefully it'll go away like Vine did and all that stuff.
Not going to.
We thought MySpace
was. You have a daughter. She's going to be on TikTok.
We thought MySpace wasn't going anywhere. We thought Vine was going to be here forever. Everything, nah, it's an ebb and flow. It'll go away.
TikTok is pretty strong,
You're telling me TikTok's like going to be around forever. It's
going to
be
right
around
now.
Forever. It's going to be around forever. No, it'll.
Facebook's still around.
Again, though, you got MySpace. We thought MySpace was going to be around. Facebook is on its way out. No, it's not going to be around. I'm not saying that something new isn't going to come in place of it. Vine was the same thing as TikTok, just
eventually, you're probably right, but yeah. I don't think anytime soon, Brock. You just better settle in and get used to it.
I bet you 5 years from now, TikTok's going to be gone. Or it'll be repurposed into something else. Someone will buy it, whether it's Jeff Bezos or Facebook or something like that. Someone will buy it. They'll have to rebrand it. Or some kind of controversy is going to come from it. And it's going to, because you can't have that much crap on there and not have something go wrong with it.
People like dancing in front of their phones, Brock. And
maybe we'll shame them enough where they won't do it. Maybe that's what we can do. If we keep shaming people into looking, letting them know they look like idiots doing their TikTok dances and lip syncs. Yeah, I think that's what I'll just keep shaming people and hopefully it'll go away. Maybe it won't, but we'll see. Lastly, it's time to start pumping iron. Do it. Get real big. Get the muscles.
Come on.
You do it. You do the curls and the squats and you do it. A new study from Japan found that lifting weights for just 30 minutes a week. That's it. 30 minutes a week leads to a longer life and less disease. So picking up the weights, you do it. You get in front of the mirror. You get oiled
strong.
Up.
Come on.
You do it. Come on. 1, 2, 1,000 curls. Do it. It cuts down on heart disease, cancer, diabetes. And if you combine your strength training with cardio, your risk of an early death drops by 40%. So if you aren't out there, you know, doing it, getting big, that Arnold's got to be immortal then at this point, man.
You think so, man. So, yeah, just doing a couple curls, couple push-ups a day, you're good to go.
Yeah, 30 minutes, that's all you need. Now, I will say, too, obviously, it's not like you can do, like, 10 push-ups and then go eat 6 Big Macs. That's not how it works. But, you know, and for me.
But here's the thing, though. Imagine eating 6 Big Macs without doing the 10 push-ups.
Yeah.
At least you're doing something.
Yeah, but you're doing something, but you're going to die. 6 Big Macs a day. For me, I don't work out because I want to live to like 150. I just don't, you know, I'm hoping to get 65, 70. Give me a decent run, okay? I don't need to be immortal at this point.
I don't
point.
Know if I want to be like Gary Player. If you knew who Gary Player is, he's that old golfer dude that literally, the guy can run marathons. He's doing push-ups at the first tee box. He's like 95 and can do...
I don't know.
Incredible things with his body.
That sounds nice, though. You know, not being, you know.
Yeah, he's a little too. He's a little too sparky, though. Sometimes, you're like, dude, you're old.
Just calm down.
Old people things.
Do what old people do. Right, sit in your chair that goes up and down automatically. You're fine.
Like, I don't want to be walking around eggshells around a 95-year-old guy that's real sparky. You know, like.
Just because he's in better shape than you? Is that what bothers
you? It makes me jealous. It does, Brock. That's what I'm getting to.
Look at you. You're 95. You're more virile than I am. This is unbelievable. But, yeah, so if you want to live longer, get the muscles big and you do the lifts and come on, do it. You oiled up, you shave your chest so it's all glistening in the sun. You do it, you lift the weights. Ow! Ow! All right. That was pretty good. I thought that was pretty good. That is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.